Anyway, guys, coming up next to the stage, this is a newer storyteller in the Chicago scene. This is his second time doing our show. Super great dude, Brian Willey.
So this is about my year of living dangerously, my year of living on the fringe. I'd fallen on hard times. I needed a place to stay, and it had to be cheap. So one night I drove my super cool tan Ford Tempo down to the corner of Potomac and Artesian in Humboldt Park with two hefty bags full of clothes, and I moved in with a friend of my brother's. I'd lived there for a little over a year, saving my gold for the day that I could move back to civilization. It was my first time living in the hood, and it was an eye-opening experience. The only place to buy food and supplies for miles was a crappy little bodega where the milk, the bread, and the toilet paper cost three times what it would in a normal store. I was amused to see that the firehouse on the corner had razor wire around it. The firemen who sat outside would never wave back and either ignored you or stared daggers. They were like Romans at a distant border outpost, if Romans had periodically set off alarms and sirens and sallied forth in the middle of the night astride huge metal machines. Sleep can be hard to come by, which makes you short-tempered and prone to bad decisions, because some places are loud all the time, especially places with drug markets. I learned how it felt to be profiled when I was repeatedly pulled over by cops who thought I was driving around to buy drugs or pick up hookers. There were frequent shootings in front of my building and at the church on the corner. Cops would show up with flashlights, looking for shell casings and planting little flags. There were shrines to dead kids, gangsters that had gotten themselves shot. I started to feel an affinity for the local gang and an anger for the outsiders who seemed to always be the ones doing the shooting. Why didn't our guys shoot back? Or if they did, why did they miss so fucking much? At first, I would run to the window to look outside when I heard popping noises. My roommate pointed out to me that I probably didn't want to be a witness to anything and that the ancient thin glass of our windows wasn't going to stop a stray round. Just dropped to the floor. There were guys selling crack under my window. I'd come back from a work trip dying to sleep, but I had to listen to them yelling and talking their bullshit. Why couldn't they just sell weed? How convenient would that be? They could yell out like the vegetable cart vendors in my mother's hometown of Santiago, Chile. Mota! Marijuana! I would imagine myself lowering a bucket with money in it, waving to the friendly dealers who knew me by name, asking about their family. They would thank me for asking and inquire as to my health while filling my bucket full of weed and hoisting it back up to my window. But it wasn't like that at all. Summer started and my room became stiflingly hot. After a week of staring at the ceiling of my room and wishing for a quick death, I found an old window air conditioning unit and my roommate helped me install it. He stopped at one point and jokingly suggested that we consider dropping the AC unit out the window and onto the dealers by accident. I knew he was kidding, but I actually thought about it pretty hard because messing with my sleep is a good way to make me hate you with the white-hot intensity of a thousand suns. Weird zombie people walked around at all hours, spaced out with strange black bruises and sores on their faces and arms. People scratching all the time. Folks sitting upright but nodding out against streetlights and on bus stop benches. From heroin, I eventually learned. The more you know. One night, I was at Hollywood Grill, a nearby 24-hour diner. I used to like that everyone would end up there. Cops, hookers, junkies, clubbers, rockers, nurses, second shift workers, all sitting right next to each other, eating rubber eggs or hockey puck burgers, a neutral ground. At 3:30 in the morning, when bad things happened, two different gangs showed up for lousy food and a fight broke out in the back room. I saw heavy chairs flying through the air from my seat at the counter. The manager told the security guard to go break it up. The security guard immediately fled the restaurant, followed by a large group of panicked customers. I'd waited too long, and now the revolving door was packed. I heard yelling and then popping noises from the back room, and it occurred to me that I might die in this crappy diner. Finally, the crowd cleared except for a cook who'd fallen, jamming the revolving door. I looked up to see a young guy walking toward me from the back room. He was wearing white jeans. He was holding a large, shiny, chrome-finished semi-automatic pistol. I experienced tunnel vision for a moment, where all I could see was that gun, weirdly huge like an anime weapon. I helped the fallen cook up and pushed him through the door, following close behind, the hair standing on the back of my neck. Once out, I ran across the street, and I hid behind the wheel of a car. By the time police arrived, the shooter was gone into the night. My car was constantly getting broken into. I finally just stopped locking it because replacing windows is expensive. Bums and gangsters would party and sleep in my car, bang hookers, steal anything that wasn't nailed down, even maps or actual garbage. I mentioned to my roommate that I was thinking of filling a half-pint liquor bottle with antifreeze and leaving it at the glove compartment or under a seat. If you don't know, antifreeze tastes sweet, and it is appealing to animals and humans. But drinking even a small amount will shut down your liver and kill you. Not down the road, like within 24 hours. It's only for cars, not for people. Rumi was amused and then concerned, and he threw around words like premeditated murder until I came to my senses. And then suddenly one day, I had enough money to leave, and so I did. My year and a half on the fringe was over. But for a long while after I left, I would duck or whip my head around when I heard popping noises or a sudden loudness at a bar or a restaurant that might be a fight starting. My friends would laugh. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Brian. Man, I'm glad you're here, man. Holy crap. Also glad he didn't do that antifreeze thing. Too good.